Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Adcock moves to second. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adcock scores. Held moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ask fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. Cunningham moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Jerry Walker now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. Cunningham moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz misplays the ball. That's an error on DeLahaz. Cunningham scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Nelly Fox now playing second base. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Houser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Houser steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Held reaches second base with a double. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0 for 2 in the game. De La Haz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. De La Haz moves to second. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Cam Carrion. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wilhelm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adcock strikes out. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Martin to second, and Davalillo is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Gene Green. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Ramos moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Held for the out. Ramos moves to third. One out. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. De La Haz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Luplau pinch hits for Joe Askew. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Jim Lawrence now catching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Lawrence and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allen now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Martin moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. Fox tags and moves to third. Landis tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Gary Bell now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Gary Bell. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.